indie pop, and it's just, it's fantastic. It's hard to describe, but it's really great music, and it's happy music, and I love this album. Again, it's called Rainbow Isle. The band are Stars and Rabbit, a duo out of Indonesia, and this is the song of the week. I hope you enjoy. I think you will. Music Savvy Show.
Yeah.
song was a trip to listen to through the headphones. Holy smokes. That was a great one from a band called White Rabbits. Not Me, off the Brooklyn-based band's third album, Milk Famous, released March 2012 on Mute Records. Star Sailor up ahead of that. All This Life, second single and title track off the English band's fifth studio album, released in 2017, September, on Cooking Vinyl. Frightened Rabbit. I love that band. Get Out, first single off the Scottish band's fifth and final album, Painting of a Panic Attack, released April 2016. And Scott is still very much missed. So happy I got to see them live many, many times. One of the best live bands around. Music will live on forever, though, that's for sure. Stars up out of that. Real Thing, off of the band's eighth studio album, There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light, released October 2017 on Last Gang Records. And kicking off the sets with the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Great one from an Indonesian duo called Stars and Rabbit. I played you Little Mischievous. Stellar single off of their terrific new album, Rainbow Isle, out now via Green Island Music. You can head to musicsavage.com to see my post on Stars and Rabbit and to hear that song again. I suggest that you do. All right. It is time for the fifth in the curated set. And I reached out to my buddy Michael Panico for this one. And he, without skipping a beat, said, yes. Because, you know, all my friends are amazing. And he wanted to put a set together in honor of one of our favorite places in the world, Nashville, who suffered a devastating storm and tornado on March 3rd. And really, really awful. But what's great about what's happening in Nashville is all the musicians and all the people banding together and taking care of each other and starting to rebuild their city. And it is, you know, it's music town. I mean, Nashville is music, right? And having been there and gone down Music Row and gone down and gone into all the bars and seen all of the music in every single area. It's just music flows everywhere in Nashville. It's really outstanding, and the people are wonderful, and our hearts go out to them, obviously. And Michael said, you know, he's going to put together a Nashville set. So I'm really happy to play this, and thank you, Michael, for this wonderful set. Love these curated sets. So this goes out to all of our Nashville friends and musicians. And I'm going to kick it off with, let's see, what did Michael want to start off with? Yes, the one and only Todd Snyder. This is off of his seventh album, East Nashville Skyline. The curated set, Music Savage Show.
There isn't nothing wrong with Nashville. These are rolling hills in Nashville, Tennessee. There isn't nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with Nashville. There ain't nothing wrong with you or me. Well, if you ever find yourself in Memphis, Tennessee, be sure and look at my old buddy Jason D. He is as cool a rockin' daddy as you'll ever see. The Stone Second Coming of a Jerry Lee, jumping like a monkey on them Vienna keys. A better rock and roll show you will never see. But there is nothing wrong with Nashville. These are rolling hills in Nashville, Tennessee. There isn't nothing wrong, nothing wrong with Nashville. We're making country music a history. Well, if you ever find yourself in some old Texas town, look for my old buddy Jack out driving around. He's in a beat-up Ford, he got a band in the back. Every time they pull over, another place gets packed. People going crazy, people going wild. There's just something about country music, Texas style. But there's nothing wrong with Nashville. There ain't nothing wrong with picking out the sticks. There isn't nothing wrong with rolling in the Cashville. There isn't nothing wrong that we can't fix in the mix. All right. Yeah.
where you've got to go. Mm-hmm. I could feel a change of coming. I left my hometown with my old guitar strumming songs that I had wrote. I was on my way to Nashville. I just couldn't hardly wait till I could sing my songs for the folks on Music Row. Sleepy, hungry, tired, and dirty. And on the steps of RCA, I ate a stale sweet roll. In the fountain at the Hall of Fame, I washed my face and read the names. In the walkway of the stars, down on Music Row. Down on Music Row, down on Music Row. If you want to be a star, that's where you got to go. Change coming, and I just kept right on a humming with my old guitar still strumming all them songs that I'd wrote. And then Chet and Bob at RCA, well, they listened to my songs that day, and they both told me that I was on my way down on Music Row.
In this town gone, but the attitude's stuck. And the major label cuts are all about trucks. Well, if this ain't country, then brother, it's not. Then it's almost as bad as what they call punk rock. Some singers make the sweetest words profane. Move out to East Nashville and write a song about a train. Americana bands and crack cocaine. Move out to East Nashville and write a song.
Sending our love all the way down in Nashville in song, thinking about everyone down there and all the devastation that they are currently sorting through and trying to get everything back together. Nashville people are strong and they're pulling together and helping each other out. And there's music. Music will make it better. Can't make everything better when you're dealing with that, but all of our love to everyone out in Nashville. Lula Wiles, Nashville Man, taken off of the fantastic Boston Trio's sophomore album, What Will We Do?, released in January of 2019. Aaron Lee Tajdan with ENSAAT, stands for East Nashville Song About a Train, great one from the Music Savage favorite. It's off his debut album, In the Blazes, released October of 2015. Dolly Parton, Down on Music Row, that's off the Legends' 11th studio album, My Tennessee Mountain Home. released April 1973 via RCA Victor. Marty Stewart, Sundown in Nashville. That's off of his 11th album, and it's his first with his backing band, The Fabulous Superlatives. It's titled Country Music. It was released July of 2003 on Columbia Records. Steve Earle doing Guitar Town, title track and second single from his debut album, released March of 1986 on MCA Records. And kicking off the fifth in the curated set series with Todd Snyder, Nashville. And that's off the Nashville Musician's seventh album, East Nashville Skyline, released in 2004 on Oh Boy Record. Thank you to my good friend Michael Panago for that amazing curated set and for all that Nashville love. All right, you know, I'm coming for someone next. I need another curated set, so always be thinking about your set. I'm always thinking about my sets. All right, it's the... Wow, it's the last set of, speaking of sets, it's the last set of the show. I can't believe it. And that means it's time for Hot Takes. We listen to a lot of music. We get a lot of music sent to us at Music Savage every week. And the three of us listen and watch the videos. And we pick our favorites, post them on Hot Takes every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time. It's our favorites, and we hope that they become your favorites, too. That's our intention. And we are really excited about this new album coming out April 24th from the sister trio known as Haim. They have an album coming out, as I said. It's called Women in Music Part 3, out April 24th. Here is the first single from Haim, Hot Takes, Music Savage Show.
in a mess. I can't understand why you don't understand me.
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring me down. We'll go tell your friends. No, this isn't the end.
Well, you know what the sound of Daft Punk means. Taking you around the world and back in song. I hope you enjoyed the trip as much as I did. Ending it with the hot take set, as we always do. Ciel, right, well, not right now. I played you, Ciel. Great track called Days. Second single off the Brighton Band's debut EP, Movement, due out this spring. And Ciel is French for sky. You always learn something on a Music Savage show. Diet Sig up ahead of that, Thriving. Lead single off the duo's upcoming sophomore album, Do You Wonder About Me? Out May 1st on French Kiss Records. Great stuff from S.G. Goodman, The Way I Talk. Single is off the musician's upcoming debut solo album, Old Time Feeling, out May 29th on Verve Forecast. And kicking off the hot take set with Haim. Excellent, excellent single called The Steps. It's off the trio's upcoming album, Women in Music Part 3, out April 24th on Columbia Records. The video for that song is very excellent. So you check it out. All these songs and videos will be on our Hot Takes post on Music Savage, 4 p.m. Boston time, so check it out. Thank you for tuning in and listening to another Music Savage show. It's always a pleasure to have your company and play music for all of you. Do come back to me next Friday. Until then, go out and see live music, support local artists, local venues. It's New Music Friday, so get yourself some new music, because music makes everything better. And as I always say, each and every week, and I mean it each and every week, be kind to yourself and to everyone around you. It's a crazy place out there, lots of stuff going on. But don't let it get you down. It's up to all of us, you and you and you and Andrew and Emma, to spread that kindness and play lots of music. Speaking of Andrew and Emma, they're up next. Northwest McKenna is coming up. Stay tuned. I do love that show. All right, it's Ryan D. signing off. WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free From Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world, and WMFO.org. Take care of yourself, kids. See you next week. Ciao.